everyone. I'm Matt Mullen, and I welcome you to the April 10th, 2025 episode of FreePod.
And I'm Amy Fisher, and we want to remind you that any photos, phone numbers, or website addresses we mention can always be found in the print version of our newscasts on the FreePod website at www.freepod.org, which you can also navigate to from our Facebook page or from the website of our partner station, WNIJ National Public Radio in DeKalb. Now let's see what's going on. Jody Miller has won a third term as mayor of Freeport against her opponent, Joshua Atkinson. Miller wants to address Freeport's infrastructure with a bottom-up approach, for example, fixing water mains and drains before looking at road improvements. She believes this focus will allow the city to first tackle underlying issues before more visible problems. Looking at Freeport's safety and crime, Miller wants to continue supporting the police department with technology like the ShotSpotter towers that alert the department to shots fired locations, and would like to introduce a live camera system for officers. These and other technology enhancements will allow them to better monitor the city for safety.
Two new businesses have opened in downtown Freeport. Doe Mama Bakehouse held its grand opening this past weekend with a hungry crowd filling the shop at 11 East Stevenson Street next to 9 East Coffee. The bakery features bread, pretzels, bagels, and cookies. It opens at 7 a.m. Monday to Saturday and has a self-serve kiosk to pay. You can order ahead on the Doe Mama Facebook page. Also, just in time for National Record Store Day on April 12th, Respun Records and Resale, a new record shop, is opening on Saturday at 119 East Stevenson Street in downtown Freeport. The shop will be open from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m., and there will be special promotions for customers browsing through albums and DVDs for sale in the store. Fans of all music types will no doubt find something to give a listen. Welcome to our downtown Doe Mama Bakehouse and Respun Records and Resale.
Freeport Boys and Girls Club is dealing with recent substantial financial uncertainty that could impact individualized support for students in their mentoring programs. Last year, two of their funding sources went away at the same time. First, Illinois promised after-school programs $50 million in the state budget, but so far none have come through to Freeport. The Illinois State Board of Education also announced that they would not be renewing a nearly $1.5 million grant to the Boys and Girls Club Illinois Alliance. The Freeport Boys and Girls Club's education coordinator, Becky Spindler, says they were one of several Boys and Girls Clubs impacted. She says Freeport's previous 21st Century Learning Center grant was for $215,000. They had the grant for 10 years and knew it was ending, but Spindler says that based on their academic success and community work, they were optimistic about their chances for the next granting cycle. In fact, they were asking for more money to expand their services. Instead of on-site programs in just a few schools, they hope to be in every Freeport Elementary School, plus the middle school, high school, their own location, and a local housing authority. But that's not what happened. Instead, they've had to scale back. And because of the loss of that government funding, they're relying even more on community donors to keep their doors open, along with drawing down on their cash reserves. Executive Director James Ryan says they had to cut staff from about 60 part-timers to around 22, although he's glad that a handful of people who were laid off came back as volunteers to help students. The club offers academic programs for kids of any age, but Ryan says the Boys and Girls Club also has art classes, outdoor programs, a dance team, and a basketball gym. While many younger kids come after school because their parents are working, older students can choose whether or not they want to be there, so the club is actually a safe and fun space for kids of all ages. No matter what happens with state and federal funding, Ryan says they're going to do their best to make sure they can keep providing that space for students.
In celebration of National Pretzel Day on April 26th, the Greater Freeport Partnership will be hosting the Best Pretzel Fest the salty snack has ever seen. Activities include a potentially record-breaking human pretzel formation, performances, food vendors, community organizations, and more. Gather at the Freeport Art Museum Plaza across from the library at 10 a.m. to be part of the world's largest pretzel formation. People are needed to stand in the shape of the pretzel in the Arts Plaza to break the record. All participants will receive a commemorative button to show that they were part of breaking the record. Pretzel Fest will also be an opportunity to enjoy downtown Freeport, within which you can purchase an alcoholic beverage from participating restaurants and carry it around through the downtown festivities. Dozens of boutique shops and restaurants offer pretzel merchandise and food options to celebrate your favorite salty snack.
After sitting empty for months, classic cars are now the new tenants at the former Stevenson County Visitor Center on US 20 East. AutoSmart is a classic car consignment shop and used car dealership formerly located in the Chicago area. Owner Brian Caldwell buys and sells classic cars and said his business will be open from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Friday and Saturday from 10 to 3. Area residents are invited to stop out and take a look around.
On Sunday, April 13th at 3 p.m., the Highland Chorale will be performing pieces composed by Mozart as they are accompanied by the Highland Orchestra. The Highland Youth Choir will be performing selections written by Andy Beck, Emily Crocker, and many more. Come enjoy an afternoon of delightful music at this free event.
Carroll and Stevenson counties are both participating in the Illinois Farm Bureau's Allies in Agriculture program, a partnership effort between county farm bureaus and local government officials across the state. It is designed to improve communication between farmers and county officials and help enhance understanding for the significance of agriculture from both farming and local government perspectives. To facilitate that effort, county farm bureaus are working with county officials to adopt pro-agriculture resolutions, which were adopted in March by county boards in both Stevenson and Carroll counties. To learn more about this program or to see what other counties are participating, visit the link included in the print version of this episode.
Trout fishing season is now open. The Illinois Department of Natural Resources recently released rainbow trout in 58 locations in Illinois, including Yellow Creek, which flows through Crate Park and Freeport, as part of their catchable trout program. A fishing license and inland trout stamp are required for anyone 16 years and older. Licenses can be purchased online. For more information, check out the DNR website. Good luck, anglers.
The Voices of Stevenson County annual Book Nook Spring Half Price Sale is now open. The sale runs through this Saturday, April 12th, with all proceeds going towards support services for survivors of domestic and sexual violence. The Book Nook, located in Lincoln Mall, offers a large variety of donated books, DVDs, records, and puzzles that are already offered at a steep discount and reduced even more during the sale.
At 7 p.m. tonight, April 10th, the Illinois Libraries Present organization hosts The Art of Foraging with Alexis Nicole Nelson at the Freeport Public Library. This is a virtual event and a watch party to help celebrate Earth Month. You can join the group at the library to watch from there or from your own home by registering for the program at the Freeport Public Library website. Nelson, who is a forager, outdoor educator, chef, and influencer based in Ohio, uses her platforms to yell, sing, and celebrate all the edible plants hiding in plain sight. Through her search for freely accessible edible plants, she peels back historical layers on African American and indigenous food traditions and empowers those living in food deserts with greater self-sufficiency. With 5 million followers, Nelson will be joined in conversation by Natalie Evans, a wild edible foods instructor based in Chicago, and she invites all to come with her on her foraging journey via her TikTok at Alexis Nicole and Black Forager on Instagram.
As many folks are already no doubt aware, the Cub Foods Brat Stand has opened for the season on Fridays and Saturdays from 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. Community nonprofit groups work the stand to raise money for their various causes, and this week's group is the Wahoo Aquatic Club. Last year, the Brat Stand helped raise almost $96,000, which the groups used to better their communities through the sale of delicious brats, burgers, hot dogs, and ribeye sandwiches. Looking ahead to Saturday, April 12th, you'll be able to find plenty of ideas and information to help complete your spring home and garden projects at the Stevenson County Home Show at the Stevenson County Fairgrounds from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Also on Saturday, as well as Sunday, you might enjoy stopping by the Garden of Quilts Quilt Show at the Jane Addams Community Center in Cedarville, where you can view over 150 quilts and learn more about quilting history, with many items also available for sale. Entry is just $5 per person, and the show opens at 10 a.m. both days. And finally, time is running very short for getting your taxes done. Through next Tuesday, April 15th, the Senior Resource Center in Freeport is providing free federal and state tax counseling, preparation, and filing services for low and middle-income senior taxpayers 60 years and older in Stevenson and Joe Davies counties, as well as adults with disabilities. If you're looking for something to do this week or any week, visit the Greater Freeport Partnership website at www.greaterfreeport.com and click on Weekly Events for a comprehensive listing of many more entertainment and dining events and activities throughout Stevenson County. You can subscribe to their weekly newsletter there too, and we have a link to a QR code in the print version of this newscast if you'd like to sign up that way. While you're signing up for more of what's going on in our community, you can also subscribe to the City of Freeport's monthly newsletter at their website, www.cityoffreeport.org, or by using their QR code.
In closing, if you haven't already, be sure to listen to this week's in-depth interview that aired on Tuesday featuring Freepod host Tim Connors visiting with Nicole Haas, Brand Director, and Katie Gens, Events and Engagement Manager for the Greater Freeport Partnership, along with Mike Martin, owner of Mort's Bar and Grill, about the upcoming Pretzel Fest. Next week, tune in as Freepod host Becky Connors interviews Jamie Elliott of the Winnishek Players about their plans for the next theater season and several upcoming events. Their conversation will post at noon on Tuesday, April 15th. With that, time's up for this week. Tune in again next Thursday at noon for more about what's happening in Freeport, and be sure to subscribe to us on your favorite podcast platform to receive alerts as each new pod airs. You can also always click through to our pods on our Facebook page or the website for our national public radio partner, WNIJ in DeKalb. As always, Freepod couldn't come to you without the Mass Communications Department at Highland Community College and our community liaisons and reporters. We're also grateful to WNIJ for partnering with us to reach even more listeners, including Spanish-speaking community members. Thank you, Team Freepod. For more info, including how to make a tax-deductible donation to support our work, you can visit our website at freepod.org. For Amy Fisher, I'm Matt Mullen saying thanks for listening.